Ms. McLean, I want you to tell me what happened to Fuquay Consolidated School. I know you were over at the new school, Lincoln Heights, at that time. But what did happen to that school?
All right, that's a good question. And what happened there is what happened to a lot of schools throughout the state. First, the principal that was at Fuquay Consolidated School was asked to go over to the old former white school as principal with his merger of grades 7 through 12 and with similar to situation over at the white school. And he stayed over at that school for about 2 or 3 years. In the meantime, they were building a brand new, very expensive, beautiful high school for the integrated situation. And then that principal that was over at Fuquay Consolidated School was called into the central office as an assistant superintendent. And in this new pretty high school down at Fuquay was taken in by, or was principled by, a majority person. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask the other question, we had another situation like that in the county where they built a brand new high school in the Garner area. And then when they consolidated, or not when they consolidated, when they integrated, then they sent this fella to head up the federal program for Wake County Schools. Took him out of his school and sent him to head up the federal program for the Wake County Schools. And the minority person went into the central office. And that happened throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. But what happened to the building? Did they discontinue use of that building, make a community center, or tear it down?
No, at the immediate time, the building had just been phased out for about 2 years. Then they had a grade level 4 and 5 at the Fuquay, old Fuquay Consolidated School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was headed up by a member of the majority race.
Mm-hmm. How many black principals do you have in the county now, in Wake County, do you know?
Black principal?
Mm-hmm. And
Two
in the high schools.
Two. Because you say, I told you about Johnny Farmer, mm-hmm. when he retired, they put up a member of the majority race there.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a Mr. Let's see, I have his name down here. Over in
Wake Forest.
Over Wake Forest. Yeah, he just sent me his form at Mr. Hicks.
Yeah, Mr. Hicks.
Richard Hicks.
Oh, yeah, because you're getting that contrast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting.
It is going to be. It's already interesting. I have enjoyed it. I have really.
Now, I met this fellow, Mr. Hicks, for the first time. Whenever we retired at our church, we organized a back to school workshop at Martin Street Church. And it's still operating, but about 10, 12 years ago. And I met Mr. Hicks because a lot of times they would bring in people as consultants, mm-hmm. of people. And I saw this Mr. Hicks for the first time because I didn't even, when I was crying all the time, that they took our only black principal, but that Mr. Hicks is at Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm. You want to read this? You want me to read it? Man Wanted.
You read it. You read
Man Wanted. I would like to write over the door of every workshop and every business house in the land, Men Wanted. It shouldn't be Man Wants, Men Wanted. I would place on the wall of every schoolroom, college, court of justice, and legislative hall, Men Wanted. I would wreathe in ivy and gold over every fireplace, altar, and pulpit in the land, Men Wanted. I would engrave it on the hill, mountainside, have it reflected on every shimmering wave, and wrap it on the breezes of heaven, Men Wanted. I would teach the merry brooklets to sing it, the lakes to chant it. I would seize the finger of lightning and write in letters of fire across our darkened sky, men wanted. I would gather the thunders roll and contracts soar and cannons boom and echo from ocean to ocean, men wanted. I would unite all the voices of men and the pleadings of women and the forces of nature to send one sublime appeal to heaven. Great and infinite God, at the midpoint of the 20th century, give us men, clean men, pure men, courageous men who dare to do right because it is right. And this was written by Newton M. Riddell in Listen magazine. That's R-I-D-D-E-L-L. So you've saved this over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have a copy. Okay, I can. Good. Because I know you said, you showed me the picture of your graduating class.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're real proud of the, mm-hmm. the men. And that's a real concern now.
Yeah,
Black
men,
we
concern.
Need men.
Most of our lives in prison. Right,
they really are.
We need men.
And do you think that the disappearing Black role model principle as a role model has had any effect on our Black males?
Definitely. Definitely. No role model, definitely. And even this has happened. I was reading an article in the kitchen there. Our perceptions are twisted up, and we may feel good about ourselves, but in that you got a faulty, unreal perception, you may feel good about drugs.
Mm-hmm.
These things, and you think you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
See, but your perception is tangled up.
Mm-hmm.
See, mm-hmm. it's all tangled up. And there's a lot of these kids out here that, oh man, I'm going to make it. But I don't even know I'm going in the wrong direction.
Right.
If I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it that way. I'm going to make it that way.
What did you do when you had fellas that had the wrong ideas?
Talk to them. And today, if I was working in the schools, volunteering, it would be on a one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do much with a gang. Mm-hmm. You got to get a one-to-one.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the principals have told me that they use that old assembly. That when things were going on, all they had to do was call an assembly, and they can get things straightened out. And because some of them served beyond the desegregation,
mm-hmm.
and they said that was taken away from them. They didn't have
they
that.
Didn't
they
have
couldn't
that?
Do that no. anymore. Couldn't talk to them.
We had assembly every Monday morning. And now we discuss, and here we, Bill Freeman, the fellow that was writing that article, he was a McGowan's counselor, tell us the number of educational centers right here in our doors.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was Fuquay's trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that Fuquay, they weren't taking advantage of anything.
And they're right at the door. Is he Mr. Freeman's brother from down in
Nashville?
They came from Nash County, but he's up at Burlington.
Oh, Mr. Freeman's brother is up at Burlington?
I guess it's J.A. Freeman. Is that his brother?
He's got one that I thought was at Fayetteville.
I don't know. Maybe it's not.
He's got another one that got ran into some trouble about, they had to find.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, so he must not be
May
a different
Freeman.
That must be a different Freeman. Yeah, that's probably a different Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
But they are from down around Nash, somewhere down in there.
Mm-hmm. Let me look at your self-study over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All your schools?
Yeah, all of ours are accredited.
Okay.
Yeah, the Southern Association. I better call over there and see if I can find Mr. Lucas. I'm supposed to be over there. Talk to him today.
Oh, John Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to show you this thing from, see this from Duncan about our philosophy.
Okay. That's wonderful. You have a lot of things to be proud of. You really do. Left some footprints in the sand of time. And as long as there is a student, and those students have told their children, and then their children, my mom used to tell me about Mr. McClain, you're going to live a long time.
Yeah, the boy lived next door. He got four children. He mm-hmm. has four children. Mm-hmm. So he tells, that was my principle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I tried to do my best. I have no doubt about it. And it paid off, mm-hmm. the thing about it. Now, I carried the high school through, and so when I left the high school, then Freeman went on. We had to, I believe they were meeting in Richmond, Southern Association district meeting, and I went with him to the up there in case there were questions that he couldn't answer because he was
so new. Let me end this. Mr. McClain, this has really been an interesting interview, and I appreciate you taking the time to sit back and share some of your memories with me and some of your memoirs and your memorabilia. And I'm hoping that when I finish this research, that some things that you've shared with me will be a help to some of the young administrators that are coming along. I know I've learned a lot from you.
How do you like administrative work?
I like it fine.
You like it
fine. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll have a harder time than I guess I had, because I was, like I said, I was pretty straightforward. And I got along pretty good in the county because I was asked to come.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw what I had at Garland. It was a small school, but it was a well-equipped school. I wish you could have time to read some of my letters when I left for Garland. They were saying, I'm glad I'm in the graduating class, and may the good Lord be with you, things like that. And but it's something to think about.
Well, absolutely.
Now, that's a white lady girl. Mm-hmm. That said, I like a father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've seen enough that lets me know that you were well thought of, well respected, and it's because you were a man of integrity. And as you say, you fed them all out of the same spoon. Mm-hmm. They appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
And these teachers that say you helped them, they thought you stayed on their case, but they felt like they could go on to any system after working with you.
Because the main bottom line is trying to help these children grow.
That's it.
They're our children.
They're our children.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
I believe I had that thing. Bug didn't turn it off and was turning it on. I did.
And then John Lucas can give you a lot of information.